And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, how about this one, Bernard?
Huh?
Practically brand new with all leather interior.
Uh-huh.
Includes custom CD player and speaker system with subwoofer.
I'm looking for a new pickup, Connie, not a migraine.
Oh, so you're finally getting your new truck, Bernard. You've been saving quite a while for it.
Yeah, but I'll have to save another 5 years if Connie has her way. She keeps trying to convince me that I need all these bells and whistles.
Hey, Eugene.
Hey, how you doing, Eugene?
Greetings and salutations, one and all.
How's the old noggin, Eugene?
Well, my condition, if that's what you're referring to, is progressing rather well. I'm remembering virtually everything.
Oh,
great.
Wonderful.
Congratulations, Eugene.
Yeah.
And you are just the collective threesome I hope to see. I have a favor to ask.
Oh, what is it?
As you know, Katrina and I have been anxious to move out of the cabin. And I am now happy to announce that we have finally purchased a home.
Oh, that's really great.
Great, Eugene. Is this the one we saw on Maple Street?
It is indeed.
Oh, neat. When do you move in?
This Wednesday. And I was wondering if possibly, perhaps...
I'd be glad to help you move, Eugene.
Me too. It'll give me a chance to check out your new place.
Then thank you.
Connie! Oh, gotta go.
Watch out for my bucket.
Oh, thanks. See you Wednesday, Eugene.
Indeed. Thank you again, Miss Kendall.
You're welcome.
And Mr. Walton...
Sorry, I can't help. That's my day to clean the Golden Glass building.
Well, actually, I wanted to ask for the use of your truck.
My truck?
Yes, we have a number of larger boxes to move, so your truck came to mind. But only if it's no trouble.
Well, I...
What's the matter, Bernard?
Well, I did just get a quote on the truck for a trade-in.
You're selling your truck? The one you bought in San Diego?
Yes, so I don't want anything to happen to it to mess up the trade-in value.
That truck survived a California earthquake. I doubt I could do much worse.
Fine. You can borrow the truck.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Walton. I shall be forever in your debt and will endeavor
to...
Wait a minute.
Hold it. You didn't let me finish.
Oh.
You can borrow the truck as long as you drive 10 miles an hour under the posted speed limit...
Done.
...using turn signals and hand signals...
Okay.
...and come to a complete stop when you go over speed bumps.
Relax, Mr. Walton. I will treat it with the utmost care, and you could use my car in the meantime.
Eugene, it's only fair to warn you that Bernard's truck has some... quirks to it.
It does not have quirks. It has personality.
Oh.
Well, then, in the spirit of full disclosure, I'll inform you that my car's engine runs a tad rough and an overhead light is broken. Other than that, it's in perfect working order.
Yeah, sounds about as perfect as mashed potatoes without the picante sauce.
Huh? Well, would it be most convenient if I parked it at Wits End early Wednesday morning?
It would be most convenient if I just drove my truck.
Oh, Bernard.
Wits End is fine.
All right, then. It's all settled. This Wednesday, I shall say farewell to the cabin and greetings to my new home. And if you're not, Mr. Walton, I'll be extremely cautious with your vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Farewell.
Yeah, well, look out for the bucket.
Sorry.
I'm doomed.
Eugene, do you have any boxes back there that are marked something besides death?
We're nearly at the cabin, Miss Kendall. No need to actually...
You really have six separate boxes for vests?
Well, they're sorted.
By what? Color? Texture?
Occasion. One must wear a vest to fit the event. A subpar vest simply wouldn't do at a formal event.
Well, what kind of formal events do you need to get dressed up for anyway?
Celebrations, the occasional funeral, weddings...
Did you wear a nice vest to your wedding?
It was an informal vest, but I didn't have time to change.
You know what? You guys need a real wedding.
Hmm. Oh, there's Mr. Whittaker. Parking brake. Greetings, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, hi, Eugene.
Hi, Whit.
As you've probably discovered, most of the boxes are around back, though the appliances are...
Eugene, the truck.
What?
It's rolling down the hill.
Stop, please.
Check out the all-new album from Adventures in Odyssey, Along for the Ride. Listen at home, in the car, or even on your way to church.
Just once, I wanted to be on time for church. Why is that so difficult?
Well, Dad had to try to cut my hair.
You tried to chew gum in your sleep.
I'm going to lose the sticker contest.
I have a big hole in my head, and I'm wearing dirt.
So come along for the ride. Log on to wixen.org or call 1-800-A-FAMILY for more information. Then hop in, have fun, and leave the driving to us.
Don't tell me. I'm afraid to look.
Well, it's not that bad, Eugene.
Precisely what they told General Custer on the ride to Little Bighorn. It's bad enough. It hit a tree. A taillight's broken. How could this have happened? I'm sure I set the parking brake.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, Mr. Whitaker. There's subtext in that phrase. I'm certain of it.
Well, the parking brake doesn't work.
What?
No, that's one of the quirks.
Oh.
You have to leave it in gear to keep it from rolling.
Oh. Well, that would explain it. So, only one question remains. What am I going to do?
Eugene, it could have been worse. I mean, it's not totaled or anything.
Thank you, Miss Kendall. But the plan was to return the truck entirely unscathed, not looking as if it's been to a demolition derby. So I repeat, what am I going to do?
Wear your groveling vest. It'll be perfect for the occasion.
Eugene, the best thing to do is tell Bernard and apologize.
Oh, yes, of course. And I know precisely what he'll say.
I don't know what to say.
I was wrong.
How could you do this, Eugene?
Well,
I mean, what part of the phrase, don't hurt the truck, didn't make sense to you?
Actually, it
all... Should I have spoken in words you understand and said, kindly refrain from mutilating my vehicle?
I must apologize profusely, Mr. Walton. I am completely in the wrong, and I'll certainly pay to fix the damage as soon as I can acquire...
That's not the point, Eugene. It's a matter of principle.
I'm
late for my job at the glass company. Let's hope your car is more reliable than your driving.
Please, Mr. Walton, don't leave without allowing me to express how deeply embarrassed I am.
Oh, I allow you to be as embarrassed as you want to be, Eugene. Look, drop the truck off at my house tonight.
Certainly,
Mr.
Walton.
On second thought, have Witt drive it over.
No thought for other people's property. That car ruined. Where's my cell phone? Oh, here. Oh, Bighorn ruined. Yeah, Eugene probably wasn't even paying any attention to what he was doing. Probably wasn't even watching the road. He probably... Yeah, oh, hello, Irwin. Yeah, hey, Bernard Walton here. Uh-huh. About the used pickup. Now, there may be a slight change in the condition. I'm going to do a little body work on it. Oh, hey, Pete. Anyway, Irwin, I'm going to do a little body work on it. Well, what do you mean, reevaluate? Irwin, that truck is in mint condition. It's been coddled and polished by a cautious driver for... Oh, oh no! Oh, my... oh, boy. I got a little too close to the edge of the road, and the next thing I knew, I bounced over the curb and ran over a garbage can.
Oh, no, no. You weren't hurt, were you?
Well, no, but the front of Eugene's car looks like it met my sister-in-law in a bad mood. I broke the headlight and knocked the car out of alignment, and I took it over to Wankel Automotive around the corner, and Leon said it would cost around $150, so he's fixing it now.
Oh, so what did Eugene say about it?
I didn't say anything. I haven't told him.
You took Eugene's car to the repair shop without telling him? Bernard.
I can't talk to him. Wait, after what I said about being an unsafe driver, I'd never hear the end of it. Eugene, you want to hear the end of it.
Well, you know, actually, I don't know if now is the best time to bring it up, but he wasn't unsafe.
What are you talking about?
The truck rolled down the hill because of the broken parking brake.
Huh?
Yeah, you forgot to tell him about that aspect of its personality.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Thanks, Whit. I'll let my doctor know you're doing your part to lower my blood pressure.
No, sorry.
Excuse me. Hello.
Hiya, Bernard. Leon Winkle here.
Yeah, Leon. Is everything fixed?
Well, no.
Huh?
We had a little problem.
Oh, great.
See, when we went to fix the alignment, we put it up on the lift and found that you broke a control arm. You got to replace that.
Control? Is that really necessary?
Would Tarzan work as well with a broken arm? Well, neither does a Saturn. Yeah, you really can't be driving around with a broken control arm, Bernard. But I should only bump up the price about 500 or so.
500 or so?
Is that a problem?
No, go ahead and fix it. Thanks, Leo.
Bye-bye.
Well, you're going to have to tell Eugene, you
know. Yeah, I know. I know. I'll tell him. I better get going. I got places to go and windows to wash.
Okay, I'll see you, Bernard.
Yeah, I'll see you, Whit. Sure. I'll tell Eugene. Maybe when I'm on my deathbed.
So, did you get all your stuff moved yesterday, Eugene?
Much of it, yes, Miss Kendall, though there's still quite a bit to go.
Oh, morning, Bernard.
Hi, morning. Connie. Eugene. I'm going to start in the windows upstairs today, Connie.
All right. Sounds good.
Before you go, Mr. Walton, let me once again say how painfully embarrassed and sorry I am for my negligence and downright...
Now, don't start with that again. You're the only guy I know who can ruin an apology by saying I'm sorry.
Well, if nothing else, let me assure you that I'm still going to pay to fix all of the damages to your truck.
Oh, right. Right. About that. I've thought about it, Eugene, and you know what? Don't worry about paying for it, okay?
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
That's awfully nice of you.
Thank you for the sentiment, Mr. Walton, but I really must insist that you allow
me
to...
No, stop. Don't say anything else. Connie, I need to start on the windows upstairs. Excuse me.
Hi, Bernard.
Oh, no. It's as bad as when I'm in the tub. Hello.
Bernard?
Yes.
Leon here.
Yeah, hi, Leon. So, can I pick up the car today?
Well, about that.
Huh?
We had another little glitch.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yeah, we fixed that control arm, but it looks like the axle's bent, too. Gotta replace it.
Yeah, but I... Oh, go ahead. Fix it, Leon.
All righty. Oh, and the engine's running a little rough.
Look, if it wasn't caused by the garbage can or the curb, don't fix it.
Got it.
Call me at Wit's End if there's anything else. My cell phone battery's dying.
Will do. See you, Bernard.
Yeah, bye, Leon. Why did I have to yell at Eugene in the first place?
Well, I merely think it's curious that he doesn't even want me to reimburse him.
Well, look, maybe you can thank him by giving him one of those dinosaur figurines you have.
Huh?
Or a book on kinetic energy. You sure have enough.
Miss Kendall, did you go through all the boxes?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I wouldn't worry too much about Bernard. He probably had time to cool off, that's all.
I suppose, but I still... Oh, pardon me. Modern convenience. Wit's End, Eugene Meltzner speaking.
Oh, hey, Eugene. I'm glad you're back in town. This is Leon Wankel with Wankel Automotive.
Oh, hi, Leon. Greetings.
Bernard told me to call here about the vehicle he brought in.
Oh, so Bernard took it to you?
I sure did. I got a final damage estimate for it.
You want me to go fetch him for you?
Nah. Just tell him it'll be around $1,580 to fix everything.
Of course, I'll... $1,580?
That's right.
As in $15.80?
Nope. $1,580 plus change.
Surely you jest!
What's wrong, Eugene?
Afraid not. Sorry. I tell him the light was easy to fix, but it adds up once you factor in the alignment and the broken control arm, the bent axle, and the cracked oil fan.
All of that?
Yeah, pretty much. I tell him I'm sorry, Eugene.
I'll tell him. Farewell, Leon.
Bye-bye.
So what happened?
Bernard must have taken his truck to Wankel's for the repair. How could I possibly have done that much damage to Bernard's truck? I thought it was just the taillight.
Don't panic.
And precisely why not? I caused $1,580 worth of damage to his truck plus change.
Ooh, what are you going to do?
I need to call Leon back and tell him that I'll pay for the repairs.
But Bernard said he would pay it.
That was before he knew that fixing it would equal the gross domestic product of a small European country.
Well, you'll have to convince Bernard to let you pay. He sure seemed pretty stubborn about it.
Unless he doesn't know about this. Greetings, Mr. Walton. Back to wash the windows again?
Actually, no. I wanted to give you your keys back.
Oh.
Here. Your car is parked around front.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I presume that means that you got the truck fixed.
Sure did. Good as new.
Leon did a good job on it?
Leon? No. I didn't take the truck to the repair shop. I fixed it myself.
You did?
Yeah.
But you fixed the taillight? By yourself?
Yes, by myself. I've worked on more than a few cars in my day.
But was there any other damage?
No, not that I saw. Why?
Never mind.
Well, then I'll see you around, Eugene.
Indeed. Farewell. I can't recall ever being more confused than I am at this moment. Leon, would you mind telling me what in the world is going on?
Huh?
You told me that you were repairing Bernard's vehicle yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
But you didn't fix it.
Sure did. Good as new.
But Bernard said he fixed it himself.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
He must be confused. Hold on. Let me get out the paperwork. Here we go. Right there in black and white. Yesterday, I did a bunch of repairs on the Saturn.
Let me see that. But this isn't Bernard's truck. This paperwork is for my car.
So Bernard brought your car in for fixing?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Wonder why he did that.
Indeed. Aha! Do you know what this means?
Yeah! Enough.
So what does it mean?
Mr. Walton repaired my car as a gesture of kindness.
Did your car even need to be repaired?
Well, it didn't need it per se, but I now recall telling him that the engine was running roughly and the overhead light was broken. Apparently, he took it upon himself to have those things fixed secretly.
But wait a sec, I'm confused. Didn't you tell Leon yesterday that you would pay for the repairs?
Yes, that I did, so I ended up paying to fix my own car, despite Bernard's intentions.
Well, I guess it all worked out after all. Bernard repaired his truck himself, and you paid for the repairs for your car.
But the proverbial scale remains unbalanced.
How?
A few days ago, I thought that Mr. Walton was being unforgiving and between us, a little cruel. But from all indications, he's been quite the opposite. He wanted to fix this without my finding out about it. That act of generosity should not go unrewarded.
So what did you have in mind?
I thought I might purchase something for him as a thank you. Perhaps an accessory for his truck.
Good idea. Hey, why don't we go to the store together and I'll help you pick something out. Your car's out back, right?
Miss Kendall, that is an excellent notion.
Hey, I thought you said he had the engine fixed.
Indeed. However, it doesn't appear to be running any better at present.
You didn't notice that before?
Well, this is the first I've driven it since the so-called repair.
For $1,500, your engine should sound a whole lot better than this.
Well, I agree. Now I'm very confused.
So, Leon didn't fix your car? But why would he tell you he did?
An excellent question to which I have no answer. But perhaps Mr. Wankel will.
Oh, Bernard, thanks for inviting me. I haven't been fishing at Trickle Lake in months.
Ah, sure thing, Whit. I thought it would be a good way to say goodbye to this old truck.
Oh, you did a great job with the taillight, by the way. I can't even tell it was ever broken.
Oh, thanks. Well, that reminds me, I need to stop up here at Wankel Automotive.
Oh, is he finished with Eugene's car?
Yeah, sure is. Hmm. But, you know, the funny thing is, when I picked up the keys, his assistant said not to worry about paying.
Oh, really? That is strange.
Yeah, so I need to clear this up. Do you mind if I stop?
Oh, of course not.
Oh, thanks. I'll just be a sec. I don't have to pay for the repairs?
Nope, it's taken care of.
Yeah, but I...
Don't ask any questions. Just go.
Well, thanks, Leon. That's very nice of you.
Don't thank me. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, all right. See you around, Leon.
Mr. Wankel, I demand to know what is going on here.
Huh? Bye, Leon.
Mr. Walton?
What are you doing here?
I need a reason to have to chat with Leon. As I was saying, Leon, gazpacho soup clears up those corns and nothing flat.
Huh?
I'll see you guys.
No, wait. You'd be the perfect person to help us clear up this conundrum.
Start at the beginning, Eugene.
Of course, Miss Kendall. I hope I didn't spoil the surprise, Mr. Walton, but it came to
you know,
my attention.
Eugene, why don't we go outside and talk about this?
Why?
Well, you don't want loiterers in your shop, right, Leon?
Well,
of course you don't. Come on, Eugene, outside.
Good idea. I saw Whit out there. Maybe he knows what's going on.
Yeah, you know, come to think of it, maybe we should just stay in here and talk.
Now, what was this about a surprise, Eugene?
I found out that Mr. Walton brought my car in for repairs as a gesture of kindness.
Is that true, Bernard? I thought you said it was because...
Does the reason really matter? The car's fixed, right? I can explain everything.
Bernard.
Whit! You know what? Scratch that, guys, and we'll talk later.
Oh, Eugene, Connie, what are you doing here?
I was merely trying to clear up the matter surrounding Bernard's gift to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about that. You know, it's kind of funny.
Oh, it's not funny. It's selflessness at its grandest.
No, it isn't. Eugene, I didn't fix your car.
You didn't?
No.
I see. So Leon was dishonest.
Huh? No, it's not Leon's fault. I did fix your car, but not for the reasons you're thinking.
Well, I admit to being slightly baffled, but why...
Now, will you just listen? There's something I have to tell you.
Yes?
Eugene, I... Well, oh, wait, you tell
me. Me?
Yes.
Bernard. All right. Eugene, Bernard wrecked your car a few days ago.
What?
How? Why? Well, apparently he hit a garbage can.
That's right.
But why?
What Eugene's trying to say is, why didn't you tell me?
Bernard?
No, keep going, Whit. You're doing great.
Well, he didn't tell you because, well, he didn't know how to tell you, Eugene.
Right.
And after he gave you such a hard time about damaging his truck,
yeah.
He figured that you might be angry. So, are you angry?
Of course he is. I mean, after all, Bernard made him feel like...
Connie,
huh?
I think I can take over.
Sorry.
Mr. Walton, I'm not angry at all.
You're not?
Not?
No, not really.
Why not?
Well, it was a mistake, and it sounds like you took the corrective steps to fix it. So, what is there to be angry about?
Yeah, well, thanks, Eugene.
Though I would prefer that you at least consult with me next time before repairing my car. You see, I appreciate the opportunity to ensure the mechanic is one I trust. No offense, Leon.
Huh?
You know what would have made all this a lot easier?
Yeah, if I didn't lend Eugene my truck in the first place.
No. Now, the reason you didn't want Eugene to find out about his car was because you made such a big fuss about him damaging your truck.
Yeah, well, I guess that's true.
You know, a little mercy goes a long way.
Yeah, okay. I'll watch for it next time.
Well, I believe that everything is now straightened out.
Except for the fact that Eugene still paid for his own car to be fixed.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Connie. I'll pay you back for the repairs, Eugene, and I'm sorry.
I'm still confused.
We'll talk later, Leon. Whit, are you ready to go fishing?
Yeah, well, actually, we have a problem.
We do?
Well,
what now?
When you got out of the truck, it started rolling.
Oh, no.
I tried to stop it, but I forgot that the emergency brake didn't work, and it hit a lamppost.
Oh, great. There's nothing like the smell of a new pickup truck.
You know, that's precisely what you said when you bought your last truck.
No?
And the aroma still reminds me of artificially induced pine scent.
Yeah, well, insult my truck, and I may not drive you around anymore.
Which begs the question, Mr. Walton, why did you have me come with you to work today?
Yeah, here we are. Now, you're not coming with me to work. I'm dropping myself off.
Beg your pardon?
Here you go, Eugene.
The keys? Well, what do you want me to do with them?
I want you to make a nice little brooch with them.
Really?
No, not really. I want you to drive. What else would you use keys for?
Me? Drive?
Yes. I'm sure you're familiar with the concept. I want you to drive it over to the cabin to finish moving your stuff and then just come back here after you're done.
Are you in earnest?
No, I'm in a parking lot with someone waiting for the spot. Now, will you get out of here?
But I thought that
this will be the perfect way to break in the new truck.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Walton.
And you can borrow the truck anytime you like.
Really?
As long as you bring a written note from your driving instructor.
Oh.
I'm only kidding, Eugene. Boy doesn't know a joke when he hears one.
When someone hurts us, God doesn't want us to respond in anger, but to show mercy and to forgive. Why not try this? The next time someone does something that makes you mad, show mercy. It's a great way to make friends and to keep friends. So, what did you think of today's episode? Why don't you write and tell me? Our address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, B6B,
4G3. And when you do, don't forget to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called Two Friends and a Truck. And be sure to visit us on the web at witsend.org. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Two Friends and a Truck was written and directed by Nathan Hubler. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Dave Madden, and Will Ryan as Eugene. Our sound designer was Alan Hurley, with music by John Campbell. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.